From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Firefighters in Southern California are getting a bit of a break from the weather, with calmer winds allowing them to get a handle on some of the wildfires that have been raging across San Diego County. However, the latest flare-up in San Marcos has prompted 13,000 evacuation notices and destroyed a number of properties. Mike Barnett is with the San Diego County Sheriff's Office and says people need to take the order seriously.
I want everyone in the communities to understand that when we put out the call to evacuate, it's urgent that you do so. Law enforcement is there to protect your homes and your property, but we need you to get out in order to be safe.
Time smoke from the fires has limited visibility in the city of 85,000 to just a few feet. As many as 9 wildfires have been burning in the area, causing more than $20 million worth of damage. Dry conditions are helping to fuel those fires. U.S. Appeals Court today put on hold a federal judge's ruling overturning Idaho's ban on same-sex marriage one day before it would have gone into effect. Boise State Public Radio's Adam Cotterell reports.
The decision surprised both sides in the case. Lawyers for the state had asked the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals to stay same-sex marriages throughout the appeals process. Instead, the court said it needs more time to consider that request and issued a temporary halt. Lawyer Deborah Ferguson, who represents the 4 lesbian couples suing to overturn Idaho's ban, says it's a good sign.
If the Ninth Circuit wanted to issue the stay, it could have done so immediately. But the fact that they're imposing a temporary stay pending further consideration, I think, means that they're taking a hard look at it.
Idaho Attorney General Lawrence Wasdin says he's pleased the court is taking the time to fully consider his request for a long-term stay. The permanent decision could come any time. For NPR News, I'm Adam Cotterell in Boise, Idaho.
Senate Republicans have blocked passage of a 2-year, $85 billion package of tax breaks. NPR's S.V. Dante says Republicans are upset because Democrats won't agree to vote on the GOP's amendments.
Senators voted earlier this week 96-3 to start the bill moving. It includes a tax credit for research and development costs.